Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Some of you may have heard the news recently about a 70-year-old albatross that hatched another chick. It got me thinking about the lifespan of our feathered friends. I've wondered, for example, if it's the same bald eagle I've been seeing during the spring and fall migration in the same tree on the shoreline of Lake Metegoshi, or the wrens in our birdhouses are the same birds as last year. We may have a tendency to think that some of these birds are the same ones, but that's probably not accurate. Birds face many threats to their survival. Mortality is generally high among the young, but stays roughly the same through adulthood. Song sparrows, for example, have been found to have about a 25% chance of making it through the first year, and they seldom die from old age. No doubt winters can be difficult for the permanent residents in our area. Although we might envy our migratory birds for spending their winters in warmer climates, their lives are far from easy. One study that looked at mortality of the species of warbler found that the birds had a roughly 50% chance of living through the year. There's a general rule of thumb that the larger the bird, the longer the lifespan. Smaller birds, such as warblers, for example, may only live a couple years. But there are some other factors to consider. Birds that reach adulthood quickly and have more offspring tend to have a shorter lifespan. Also, ground nesting birds tend to have a shorter lifespan than those that nest above the ground. I did run across a list of some bird longevity records from Stanford University. Records for wild bird longevity give us some insight into the lifespans of some of our more common birds. I'll list a few here, but remember that these are the oldest of the old, and the data may be limited. Plus, the average lifespan, of course, would be much shorter. The record for house wrens was 7 years. It was 9 years for ruby-throated hummingbirds, and 10 years for killdeers, black-capped chickadees 12 years, and robins 13 years. The record for blue jays is 16 years, American crow 14 years, red-winged blackbird 15, mourning dove 19, red-tailed hawk and bald eagle 21 years, and great blue herons 23 years. Those lifespans give us some indication of what the longevity might be with some of our more common birds, but we'll still probably wonder if the birds we see this year are the same ones from previous years. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.